Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, and in case you don't know it, Mobile Groove is both a top 50 ranked trends destination and my own platform for providing strategic content marketing to my clients across the industry. So let's just get right down to it, because it's all about mobile, and we usually think about, you know, Silicon Valley, or here based where I am in Germany, it's actually Silicon Alley in Berlin. So we're thinking about these as being the hotbeds and really the hot spots for mobile innovation and activity, but there are other places around the world and across the U.S., and my guest today, Linda Dation, is going to tell us about that, because, Linda, you're the driving force behind mobile in Michigan, is the way I think about it. Maybe no pun intended, because you're also quite close to Detroit. I just thought of that myself. Okay.
You did that really well.
Actually, I just thought of it the moment. So we're actually in the groove here. Yeah. So mobile in Michigan, that's what you do. That's your life, because you're the executive director of the Mobile Technology Association in Michigan, and also Mobile Monday in Michigan. So tell me about this. Tell me, first of all, do you feel like you're missing out? You're not in Silicon Valley, not in Silicon Alley. How about it? Is mobile exciting there?
Mobile is very exciting here. And no, I definitely do not feel like I'm missing out. You know, It's interesting, because we have this conversation a lot here in Michigan and elsewhere around the country when I go do speaking engagements or something. And we like to refer to Michigan as sort of the best kept secret in connected technologies, because people really don't have a good feel for what's going on here. Obviously, we're the center of the automobile industry, and with today's focus on autonomous vehicles, connected vehicles, smart cities, there's an awful lot going on here in all of those areas. But then there's also a lot of initiatives going on here in regard to Internet of Things, specifically in the healthcare and manufacturing areas. So there's a lot of diverse things going on here. Developers can be very, very busy here.
Well, that's just the point. And it's interesting, because, again, a coincidence, I'm seeing a new report from Vision Mobile come across my desk here in the email newsletters I get. And, you know, they're looking at the world population of developers. And in IoT in this area, guess what? 40% North America, probably a big chunk right around your area, Linda. I mean, what are the opportunities there for not just developers, but even, like, you know, local SMEs and companies to get in and ride this wave?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is we just saw some recent reporting, too, from a different source. And I can tell you that here in the U.S., 91% of software and computing and connected tech-related jobs are not in the Silicon Valley. They're elsewhere in the country. Here in Michigan and in the Detroit area, we have currently 15,000 open jobs just in these fields. And this is huge. And of course, nobody really thinks about this. So this is a message that we've got to do a much better job as a state conveying nationally and internationally, so people understand coming here can be a benefit to them, you know, especially when you consider the cost of living as compared to the Silicon Valley.
Yeah. I mean, is that 16,000 jobs you said?
That's what I said. It's 15.
Open. 15,000 open jobs. I mean, you know, you're working in that area, and I know you're to me, you're like a lobbyist. You're out there, you know, you're pounding the pavement, you're telling people about this and mobile in Michigan. Just exactly what is the opportunity there? How can someone say, hey, I'm listening in, and, you know, I want to know more about this. I want to know about these open jobs, or I want to know more about Michigan overall. I mean, are you the clearinghouse for this, or where can people go?
Yes, we would definitely be the clearinghouse for this. We're the state's technology association for connected technologies, and so we're pretty much connected all over the state. We try to keep a pulse on what's going on and where and who to talk to and how you can connect with, you know, whatever industry you're interested in going into to be able to utilize and take advantage of these technologies. And we're also very much about the education part of it. We work a lot with our educational institutions in the state, trying to make sure that they understand what the jobs are that are available and that are going to be available in the coming years so they can be properly preparing our students, because mm-hmm. the pipeline is definitely not as full as it needs to be.
I'm just curious, because you're talking about the pipeline of that, and I'm thinking also, you know, politically speaking, you know, we're going to see, at least we think we're going to see, you know, major car makers signaling they want to spend more and do more in the U.S., you know, made in the U.S. is going to mean something. Are you seeing any ripple effect yet? Or are you expecting any sort of windfall from this?
Well, here's what I can tell you. Studies have shown that here in the U.S., by 2020, we are going to have a shortage of people to fill positions in connected tech-related industries. Obviously, that includes the automotive industry. We're going to have a shortage of somewhere between 1 million and 1.4 million across the U.S. Because of our heavy concentration here in Michigan on the automotive industry and Internet of Things, particularly related to healthcare and manufacturing, we expect that 20% of that shortage is going to be here in Michigan. So probably somewhere around 200,000 jobs going unfilled by 2020, unless we do some serious efforts to ramp up either recruiting people, training people, cross-training people, whatever it is we've got to do.
So let me ask you, you know, you've got several hats on, Linda. What are you actually seeing? Are you seeing, for example, that companies themselves can get involved in this effort? Does it have to come from private sector, public sector? And just basically what's going on there? Because I know that you've been talking to the universities. I know you've been even starting your own sort of virtual university that we'll get to in the second half of this program. But overall, give me an idea of what's going on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, to be honest with you, I think that there's a lot of people still kind of scared to understand what this all means in relation to connected technologies. So while there certainly are some organizations and some government institutions and whatnot that are starting to get the idea that there's an issue coming, they're still classifying everything as IT and making mm-hmm. people think that it's only related to software development. And when actuality, the jobs are going to be much more broader in scope. Certainly IT is going to be a major portion of it, but there's going to be manufacturing jobs, there's going to be service jobs, there's going to be all of these things that are still related to these connected technologies that people still have to be trained for, and we don't have people to fill.
What about the vibe at the Mobile Mondays out in Michigan? I know I'm involved in Mobile Monday over here, and, you know, it's always a local thing, so it's different. My Mobile Monday over here in Dusseldorf or Frankfurt or London is going to be vastly different from what you're doing over in Michigan. But give me an idea of how that's progressing, and even also a little bit more about how that's expanding.
Well, you know, it's very interesting what you said about each of them being different. Here in Michigan, we have four chapters. We have Detroit, Ann Arbor, which is where the University of Michigan is. We have Lansing, which is our state capital. And then we have Grand Rapids, which is another big area for development and education here in the state. It's our second biggest city. And so each chapter, as you said, has its own personality. And I can tell you, for example, the Detroit chapter is very focused on sort of the bigger picture of connected technologies. You know, how is it impacting each industry? What are we expecting to happen in the coming year with all of these different industries? You know, what are the kinds of jobs that are going to be coming down the pike? Those kinds of things. Whereas, say, the Ann Arbor chapter is very focused on the developer aspects of it. And each chapter, again, you know, does their own thing based on what they see happening in their community and where they see things going and what they see is the interests of their members. Each of our chapters is pretty good about surveying members and that sort of thing when they're planning their upcoming sessions.
And how's the growth? I mean, is it sitting room only, standing room only?
Well, it varies depending on topic, but I can tell uh-huh. you Detroit is definitely the largest chapter. Across the state, we've got over 3,000 members statewide, but we tend to have a larger audience based on topics that are of high interest. So when we get a connected technologies, connected vehicle topic or something like that, it definitely tends to get a larger audience in Detroit. Healthcare topics tend to get a larger focus in Grand Rapids. You know, so it just really depends on the topic and which chapter is hosting it.
Okay, well, we'll be back after the break and we'll talk more about mobile in Michigan and how you can get involved, how you can get connected and network and take advantage of the opportunities there, and why mobile in Michigan is just, you know, hot spot. But first, we'll go for the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Browse through our complete library of programs at cranberry.fm or on demand through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play. Don't worry, you can still access all of our great webmasterradio.fm programs at cranberry.fm. Refresh your bookmarks today to Cranberry Radio at cranberry.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz, and my guest today, Linda Deschent, from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, Mobile Monday Michigan, and a number of other projects and things going on there, Linda, that I don't want to give away everything now, but I'm really interested in deep diving now into, you know, the education. So we know that there's activity in Michigan. We know that there are 15,000 jobs and counting that can't be filled. So what's going on in trying to, you know, just sort of bring companies together around technology, smaller companies, maybe companies that can't make it out to every single trade show out there? What's the activities you're doing to seed that?
Well, you know, we saw this problem coming because we did some research that indicated that in the state of Michigan, every connected tech job also creates an additional 6.5 jobs in the state of Michigan, which is incredibly substantial and twice the level of what it was when we measured it in 2011. So it is continuing to grow. And we knew that companies in Michigan are having a hard time finding staff with the skills that they need. And frankly, we're hearing about this nationwide. And so we decided that a number of things needed to happen. We needed to find a way to help our companies here in Michigan recruit staff nationwide. We also needed to help our companies here in Michigan to be able to market themselves nationwide and globally. And we also needed to find a way for companies here in Michigan to access talent and companies and products and vendors internationally. And, you know, particularly, as you said, smaller companies that don't necessarily have huge travel budgets or huge marketing budgets. So we came up with the Connected Tech Campus, which is a virtual environment, very highly interactive, where literally we're doing things for different industries such as connected vehicles, smart cities, healthcare, and manufacturing. And we'll probably add more industries down the road. But things that we're doing with in that environment include trade shows, hosting live stream conferences, producing job fairs, hosting educational webcasts, that sort of thing.
So really, although we're talking about, like, you know, the opportunities in Michigan, this is nationwide, and this is saying to the rest of you know, the states and cities in America, you know, saying that, okay, there's a platform here that you can get on, and also globally, obviously, which is trying to bring together, you know, companies and vendors, customers, potential clients, you know, just trying to create a space for all this to happen. Is it going sort of like nationwide at this point?
It's actually global, and we're very much interested in having the global audience understand that they can participate in this and they can access that American market that they may not be able to reach themselves because they also don't have the budget to travel to the U.S. So this is an area where literally they can be in a trade show that runs 365 days a year. It is on a platform that does automatic translation, so they don't have to worry about language barriers. It provides an opportunity for them to be literally interactive on a one-to-one basis through a variety of different technologies via this virtual platform. And it allows them to update their company information, to brand it, and all of this is done very easily.
Now, it's interesting because I had the opportunity to take this out for a little bit of a test drive. And, you know, it's very reminiscent of Second Life. You know, it's these virtual worlds. And I think that it might have been a bit of a fad or, you know, something cool at first. But now that we're used to this in the multiplayer games that we have on mobile and on video, you know, it just seems like a real place to be and a real interaction there. Do you find that there's, you know, what do you find is happening when people come in there and how they interact? What are you seeing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we approach a company about it and start having the conversation, they don't get it. It's still new enough technology that they just really don't understand why this is a benefit to them and what they can do with it. But then we take them into the environment and give them an actual demonstration of what the capabilities are. And every time we get them to that stage, they absolutely love it. They see what they could have the potential to be able to do with it, and they're very interested in being part of it.
So what's the cool stuff going on in there? I mean, it's a cool platform. You know, it's like, was it like Warcraft meets mobile and commerce and everything deadly serious, you know? And it's making it fun. It's making it accessible. I mean, usually when you give people something, it's like the Facebook platform or Snapchat. You give them a platform and they're going to go and run with it and amaze you later. What's happening on your platform?
Well, you know, as I said, it gives anyone who is participating, who's visiting the platform, say that you are attending because you want to participate, you want to visit the booths, the exhibits that are in the Smart Cities trade show because you're looking for a vendor or something of that nature. So you literally go into this. It looks like any trade show that you would visit in person, but the advantage is you don't have to wear out your shoes, you don't have to travel, and you don't have to carry around that heavy bag of materials that we all leave with because you can download all of that on your computer. You can have those one-on-one conversations with the exhibitors without waiting in line. It enables you to literally facilitate easier communication. And even if that exhibitor is based in China or Germany or wherever they may be and may not speak the same language as you, you can still approach them in your language and it will automatically be translated for you, at least if you speak one of 35 or 37 different languages.
I think that'll pretty much cover it there. You know, I mean, Mobile Presence is a show. We've been around for a couple of years, and so we're expanding our brief. I got a lot of positive reaction to shows we did about apps. So we started out in mobile marketing very much, but now it's really about all things mobile. So some of it is, you know, mobile business, and then there's mobile apps, and of course, mobile engagement, and you go on and on. But just maybe a little bit of thinking for our more, you know, traditional audience. When I think about mobile marketing, and I'm thinking about Michigan, or just overall in that area, the opportunities. Are there any specific verticals or opportunities that you maybe want to flag for our listeners out there? It's like, you know, that you maybe not have thought about in mobile marketing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Healthcare is really starting to effectively utilize mobile marketing in how they're interacting with patients, how they're enabling patient engagement. So I think that's definitely an area. I do think that our advertising agencies are starting to get a feel for what their client companies can do. I think business to business is an area that I'm starting to see more engagement with mobile marketing, as opposed to business to consumer.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because at the other level, when I look at what I'm seeing in the industry from my vantage point, it's very, very much about getting the audience data right. To get the data right, then you can deliver relevant advertising, et cetera, et cetera. But where we're getting the data from, that's the Internet of Things. And that's why a light goes off sometimes. You'll see these faces light up. It's like, yes, Internet of Things and mobile marketing fit together. It's the sensors and the data that's going to allow me to do better marketing.
Oh, absolutely. This is all about big data, and this is all about how you gather that data and then find ways to use it effectively. You know, I ran marketing for corporations across the country for 20 years, and let me tell you, if I had had access to the kind of data that people have access to today, I would have been in heaven.
Absolutely. I mean, and think of the KPIs. It would just been a piece of cake. Oh, yeah, you know, we've got people coming back to the website. We've got people engaging because you could see it, for one thing.
Absolutely.
And you could measure it. And what you can measure, you can improve. And, you know, great segue. You're talking about access to data. And I'm thinking, let's wrap it, Linda. Unfortunately, time does fly. But how do people stay in touch with you, maybe stay up to speed with you? And also, really important, give us the link for your Connected Campus.
They can find all of it on our website, which is gomobilemichigan.org. They will find a link from the main page to the Connected Tech Campus. They will find information about becoming a member or about upcoming events in Michigan, as well as nationally and internationally. They will find access to all sorts of information that can be helpful to career searchers, to small businesses, you name it, they can find it.
Okay, well, that's a wrap, Linda, and I hope to have you back at some point when you can maybe give us an update on what's going on over there. But thanks, and hey, you know, keep flying the flag. Keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate you having me.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on Cranberry Radio.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. And this time, Shahab, it's a completely different approach because we're going to be having a section dedicated to video that you're going to be leading. But first of all, you know, you just got back from CES, where I'm sure video was also a hot topic. What did you see there?
Yeah, definitely. So this was the third year that CES actually had a segment called C-Space, which was designed for advertising marketing. It has its own exhibit hall. They have their own keynotes. And that's where I spent a majority of my time. I played a little bit with the gadgets at the convention center, but a majority of that was at ARIA. And one of the most heavy-hitting talks that I saw was the head of creatives for the outfit that does all of CNN's almost documentary nonfiction type video. Mm-hmm. And he was basically saying, hey, look, 2016 was officially the year that video surpassed the written word as humans' preferred way of getting information.
Wow.
So 5, 10, 20, 50 years ago, we had to communicate with the written word. You know, now it's animated GIFs on Twitter. It's, video. It's things of that nature. And, you know, he said 2016 was the first year that news outlets literally stopped showing how much money they make. Because they're not really making money.
That's kind of pretty wild. And, you know, I recently had an interview. I was talking to the head of mobile over at the Weather Channel as well, right? Mm-hmm. And it was the same idea. I mean, and they have a complete studio just for
Video.
Just for video. And I think we had one of the people actually from the Weather Channel as a guest on last year here on Mobile Presence. So the point is that it is absolutely what you need to have. You know, it doesn't maybe replace the written word, but it's definitely very impactful. And it's a perfect fit for you, Shahab, because you have such a track record in video. I mean, why don't you just fill the listeners in a little bit on exactly what you've been doing when you're not co-hosting the show with me?
So I am a little bit of a jack of all trades, but mm-hmm. The thing that I excel at out of everything else that I do is video, from production to editing to directing. I've won several awards for commercials that we've done for TV to, you know, passion project, big budget sci-fi films that I've worked on. So, that's storytelling is what I do best. And I think that's kind of why I was a good fit for the podcast and the beginning, because that's kind of what we do. We spin a yarn for half an hour. But mm-hmm. Now I'm excited because 2017, what I want to do with this new segment is demystify what video is and how brands can use them to tell their story.
Absolutely. And I can say I have heard, because I'm an insider here, mm-hmm. your first lesson, sort of like the first coursework. And absolutely, you're making it simple, accessible, mm-hmm. executionable. You know, I can do something with this information. So I'm really excited about kicking off that segment. And we have a name for it, fits it, Hotspot. So starting
a hotspot,
because video is so hot, right? So starting mm-hmm. with the next Mobile Presence, the next episode, we will be deep diving into exactly, what you need to do from the very first step of basically understanding what the story is in the first place, and then getting down to the video production about how to communicate that to your customers and to your clients. So I'm really excited about having you back, Shahab.
I'm excited. I think it'll be good, and I really hope the listeners take something away. And if you know it props up a few questions, hey, I mean, you can always hit me up on Twitter, and I can easily answer any of those that they might have.
Exactly. So let's just wrap with that, Shahab. Twitter and email. How do they keep in touch with you?
My email is Shahab, S-H-A-H-A-B, at higherground advertising.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari.
Perfect. And of course, you can email me, Peggy, at mobilegroove.com. That's where you can find my portfolio of content marketing services. You can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann, that's A-N-N-E, and you can check out my columns and posts elsewhere on the web. So until next time, thank you to all of you from all of us here for listening to Mobile Presence. And remember, you can check out all early episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.